Item number two, please.
From the Director of Transportation and Public Works, requesting authorization to submit to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources the Compliance Maintenance Annual Report for 2010.
Mr. High, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. The report that you have before you this morning has to do with the Compliance Maintenance Annual Report on the county's wastewater collection system. The county has 43 miles of sanitary sewer, and in that we operate and maintain. And in 2006, the DNR and the State Attorney General entered into a stipulated agreement, and the county was one of 28 defendants. Each year, we come before this committee and the county board, and we are required by the NR 208 rules to request the governing body of the county acknowledge their review of this report and indicate specific actions being taken to bring the county's sanitary sewer collection system into compliance with state statutes. The resolution has is attached to the report. It has in the be it resolved clause 9 items that constitute the CMOM, or the capacity management operation and maintenance of the county sanitary sewer. Currently, we're in compliance, and this report serves to provide the details to the agencies that require that and to show that the county is in compliance. If you have any questions, I could take those now.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Jersey.
This is strictly sanitary sewers. It does not include in any way the storm sewers.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this is sanitary sewer only. The storm sewers are handled under a different NR 216 permit.
You show on the maintenance annual report some Parks North and Parks South sanitary sewer rehabs. Could you just briefly indicate where those sewers are located?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, could you give me the details as to what you're looking at? So,
let's see. My computer just completely changed setting. Here we go. I'm looking at page 3 of 12 in the report where you talk about sewer rehab.
Correct.
Parks North, Parks South, approximately 300,000 for 2008. Are these sewers in the park system itself?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, yes. The parks probably has the most extensive of the county sanitary sewer systems. So it serves to service the pavilions, any park buildings that are there, any facilities are in need of a sanitary sewer service. And as part of that stipulation, we needed to go into each of those areas and essentially review the condition of the sewer and then fix it where it needed to be fixed, and then on an ongoing basis continue by a stipulated percent each year to continue to maintain those. And that's park-wide. All the park systems that have facilities need sanitary sewer.
And I assume you work in conjunction with MMSD. I mean, I assume these sewers are joining at some point MMSD sewers.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, yes. All of the sanitary sewers ultimately end up in the interceptor for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District. In many cases, the sewers are the county sewers connect to the city sewers, and the city sewers connect to the district sewers. I think direct connection by the county sewers to MMSD, they're trying to phase those out. They would rather have us connected to a municipal sewer first, but there are a few connections still remaining. I believe at the zoo that we have a situation like that.
And have you got any negative reports from MMSD with regard to our county sewers?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, no, just good reports about what a good job we're doing.
Other questions by committee members? Pleasure of the committee.
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Cesar's moves approval. Any further comments? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesar's.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-0 is the vote. That item is approved.
Thank you, Mr. High, for all of that good work and those good reports.